Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he's kept us with our minds stayed on him in spite of all the things that's going on around about us. To be closing your right mind is such a blessing on today. Oh, I thank him. I thank him. I praise him. I worship him. I glorify him. I magnify the Lord on today. He's good and he's worthy to be praised on today. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul, I'm telling you, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for delivering me. I thank God for setting me free from the hands of the enemy. When the enemy came in like a flood, God raised up a standard and said, get back, Satan. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I know I'm not the only one on today that he made the devil behave. Oh, God, we just thank him on today. We here, the Reddit Church, just come to try to bless your life on today. He's worthy to be praised another day. Some that was here on last week is not here today. Some that woke up this morning, oh, my God, is not here today, even right now. I mean, time is just running out. I mean, you're here in a moment and you're gone in the next, you know, but God has kept us. Oh, my God, he's given us another day of grace and mercy. Oh, yes, another second, another hour of grace and mercy. Oh, what an awesome, mighty God we serve on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy and righteous name on today, oh God. We pray that you would think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. Help those that hear the word on today to unstop their ears, oh God. Touch their minds, oh God. So much going on around about us, God, but you said in your word, whose mind is stayed on thee, oh God. We pray that you give the people a mind to want to serve you, God. That they can't do right with a do wrong mind. We pray for minds on today. Sick minds, oh God, where the enemy has come in and tried to destroy your life on today. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for salvation and deliverance in people's lives, oh God. We know you're still a deliverer on today. You're still setting people free on today. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray that a word that I say on today will touch hearts, deliver, set free from the hands of the enemy. Those that are sick in their bodies on today, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch and heal their body. We speak Exodus 15 and 26 to their bodies and soul and minds on today, and Jeremiah 30 and 17, along with every healing scripture in the word of God we stand on today. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. He said, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. I tell you, the Comforter, he sent the Comforter to lead us and guide us. Oh, God, I just thank him on today. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, my God. I'm just so filled up, you know, every time, you know, I come on, I just think about all the things that we heard or since the last time I've spoken with you all, and so much has gone on in people's lives and in my life, and, you know, but God, oh, let me slow it down, but God, hallelujah, I tell you, woe be unto this, the unclean cities around us. Oh, my God, woe be unto the unclean cities. And we can see today there's a lot of things going on in cities and countries and all over the land. The enemy is coming to kill, to steal, and destroy your life. But God came to give us life, and that life more abundantly on today. Woe be unto the cities. I'm telling you, you look around and I think what they had, somebody said something in the water. Lord, no. Yeah, something was in the water. A storm, a tornado hit in Virginia. I don't think Virginia ever had a tornado. Yeah, something in the water. It was a storm in the water, tornado in the water. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We better get right. Running out of time. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But Jesus said, I come to give you life, and that life more abundantly. Look around. Woe be unto the unclean cities. Oh, just look around. Look in the city where you live in. See what you see. What do you see? How are you living? As I said, I'm not a preacher, but I love God. And I'm watching and praying like the word of God said, so that I can be ready when Jesus comes. Don't you want to be ready? Oh, get your house in order. Oh, every day he gives us a new mercy, new grace, another day to get it right, to ask for forgiveness. You know, you may have said something or done something displeasing in the sight, and you don't even know, you know, that it was displeasing. So just ask him, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me, oh Lord. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. Woe be unto the unclean cities around us today. Like I said, just look around. See where you're living in. Yeah, we're running out of time. I want you to know, you need to recognize what kingdom you're representing. There's a kingdom of light and there's a kingdom of darkness. Satan rules the kingdom of darkness and God rules the kingdom of light. And you know what? And in these kingdoms, there's tables. There's a table in the kingdom. And you know what? And whatever you eat from that table, you either eating from the righteousness or unrighteousness. Which one are you eating from? The devil's tables or the Lord's table on today? Can't serve two masters. There's one master for each kingdom, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Where are you? Where are you? Won't be into the unclean cities, y'all. We got to make a choice. Choice in whom you're going to serve today. Joshua says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh, yes. The Bible warns us of darkness, y'all. I'm telling you, it looked like everything just turned upside down so quick. Look around you. The love of men is waxing cold. People don't love like they used to. In your family, we'll betray you. There's betrayal all around us, y'all. People, word ain't no good today. I'm telling you, we're living in an evil day. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians. Woe be unto the city. Lord, have mercy. Just look around you. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 10. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yeah. Verse 21 says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table. And of the table of devils. I'm telling you, Lord, have mercy. You can't eat from both tables. Server, the devil is serving some stuff. God is trying to serve you righteousness, and the devil is trying to give you unrighteousness. You cannot eat from both tables. We need to choose whom you're going to serve today. I mean, I've just been studying, and I mean, it's just so much going on. It's just so much going on. I said, Lord, just help me. It's so much. It's so much. And I was looking in the Bible. It was talking about how Balaam practiced, you know, kind of remind you of today. You know, this modern day stuff. These preachers that, you know, they're sacrificing, you know, just sacrificing. They love ones. You know, people sacrificing things and, you know, and people. Turning over pledge into these false gods. Oh my God, the church is in a mess. The Bible says judgment begins in the house of God. And we can see. I mean, oh my God, the church is turned upside down. It and everything going on in the house of God. All this new modern stuff, new stuff. It's a new devil. Bringing in new stuff, new age. That's all it is. But it's the same old devil. The word of God said, I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So all this new stuff, God doing a new thing now. He's evolving. He's evolution, revolution, and oh my God, all this new stuff. What's up with that? When the word of God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I mean, but today you look around and it's the same practice as in Balaam, you know. They were sacrificing and pledging to false gods, Freemason, the Vole, and you know, Greek fraternities and sororities and Eastern Star. But Jesus said, I'm the brighter morning star. All these false gods everywhere, all over the place. They trained these ministers betraying Jesus. Thank you, they betraying Jesus. Look at them. Look at what they're doing. It's just a hot mess going on everywhere. And then I was listening to Nehemiah. I think about Nehemiah, you know, how, you know, how he was, you know, trying to stand for righteousness. And he stood, and he didn't compromise. And I just think about all these preachers that's compromising. And you heard Jason, like, get ready, get ready, get ready. Now look. Get ready. Get ready. He got y'all ready. That's what he did. Now look, a mess. Cropped in. Unaware. These preachers. Look who they connected to. Look what they're doing. They coming in. Oh my God, there's so much mess. It's a mega mess. That's what it is. Some a mega fest. It's a mega mess all over the land, all over the cities. Same devil. You know, the Bible says a nation that forgets God can be cast into hell. Look around you. Look around us. This nation. Darkness. All around us. They crept in looking good, sounding good. The devil, the Bible says, come as the angel of light. Everybody was just talking about, oh, how great he is. How great is God? God is great and greatly to be praised. No man should be lifted up and put above God. But these people are putting these leaders, the pastors up, like they're your God, like they heal your body, like they save your soul. These men got to die just like you. They got to give an account just like you. They got to stand before God just like you. And you put more trust in a man, the creature, than you do the creator, the one that made you. He know more about you, the one that made you. What do you think? It's just like a manufacturer. When you go and purchase stuff, it has on how to use the thing. Just the same thing. Do these leaders make you? Why are you letting them control you, bringing in false teaching, these preachers cussing, Jason? It's your thing. Do what you want to do. No, no, no. They won't say that when it first came out. You didn't hear Jake say, it's your thing. Do what you want to do when he first came out. No, because see, they crept in. Changing the word of God into a lie. the word of God. Say they crept in. Somebody crept in like a thief. They crept in on you. And even in his conferences, he said, get ready, get ready, get ready. He said, you know what you're doing? Kiss everything. And he took his hand and put that out to his lip and said, you're going to forget everything you know. And God knows this. When you look at the church, they don't forget everything. They're compromising left and right. I'm telling you. Yeah, compromising everywhere, these preachers. Oh, my God. Compromising. Yeah. Oh, my God. Tradition over God, over the anointing. All these Dagon hats. They got on the same hat that the Pope got. Dagon? Which is almost like dragon. The devil? Come on, y'all. Pay attention to what's being said to you. Read your Bible for yourself. Get in the Word of God. Let Him lead you and guide you into all truth. The Word of God said He will lead you and guide you into all truth. All truth. We must stand. Having done all to remain standing in this last and evil days. The righteousness of God, the holiness of God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a right now God. He will save you right now from your sin. He will deliver you. He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, why don't you cuss and you know, a profanity and all these things that was once wrong, and you was taught that it was wrong when you was younger, and even a baby, you training a baby into righteousness. That's wrong, baby. Don't do that. That's ugly, baby. Don't say that. And now it's all right. You got cussing Christians, cussing preachers. They cussing while they preaching. Tell you, touch your neighbor and tell them, you know, use the F word. And oh, my God, come on. Church is in trouble. You've been defiled. Look at who these people are connected to. All the pieces of the puzzle come together. The world and the church. That's a mixture. It's just like ammonia and coal. It's going to blow up. Something is going, oh, my God. You cannot mix sin with righteousness. You got to be holy or unholy. You got to be clean or unclean. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I'm holy. God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. But now you look around, there's so much filth everywhere. Oh, my God. Come on, Nehemiah said, I'm about a good work, and I can't come down. You got to say, I'm about a good work, a work of righteousness, a work of doing the right thing, of saying the right thing, going the right places. Talking to God, asking Him to lead you and guide you before you do these things, that you open your spirit up to any and everything. Just because these pastors and leaders telling you it's okay now. Well, God said it's wrong. He said it's abomination. If He says sin, it's sin. They couldn't change God's word. Changing the word of God into a lie. Come on. Get back in your word. Oh, my God. Nehemiah, he didn't act no impulse and all this, you know, legalistic tradition. He was seeing through the eyes of God. We got to look through the eyes of God. We got to get some discernment. Some discernment. Oh, my God, the church has lost discernment. Discerning the evil, the cancer that's growing. It's growing. It's spreading. It's infection. Y'all think because it's big is God. Just because something is big don't mean it's God. You have swelling in your body. Your body swelled up and it's infection. Got poison in it. Got cancer in it. Eating you up. So just because something is big and mega, that don't mean God is in it. How did you get in it? You open your spirit. Somebody bewitched you away from truth. These ministers today, it's all about flesh. And flesh is a mess. It's a mega mess. Get right. Come on, y'all. Come on out of the darkness and get in the light. Jesus is the light of the world.
These preachers, I'm telling you, they're connected to just dirty hands. Just dirty hands. Got different ones laying hands on you. Tyler Perry hands laying hands on Jake. Come on now. He's supposed to be ministering to him. And he ministered to him, laying hands on for the money. That's why Judas betrayed Jesus, for the hard money. People are betraying one another for money, for things. Putting the sacred and profane together. All together is a mess. It's a mixture. Ammonia with Clorox. With bleach. It's a mixture. You can't mix righteousness and unrighteousness. You can't mix right with wrong. Come on. When you put mixing together, evil and wickedness, it won't work. You know what? If these preachers today understood the dangers of this flesh everywhere and entertainment in God's house and all this lust for materialism and a big name and a game, that's what it is. It's a game. It's a money game. All these pastors that never even repented. They doing in and everything just like Eli Saul's was doing in the house of God. You know, oh my God, starting with, what is his name? Jamal Bryant. Come on, y'all. Come on, wake up. We're running out of time. Jesus, look. Oh, he loves us. And he wants us to begin his word and seek his word. These people offering you things, they offering you fame. The world, just like Jesus, you know, was tempted by Satan. He was the perfect example. He was tempted. Say, oh, you said, like, well, we don't been tempted. But we got to do the same thing that Jesus did. He told him the word. He gave Satan the word of God. You got to get the word in you so when the enemy comes to you, you can speak God's word and stand on his word and do like Jesus did. So you can conquer death. The wages of sin is death, so that you can have life in Christ. Oh my God, if these pastors only knew, they get hooked up because you want, oh, everybody want a name, everybody want to be famous. Oh my God, money coming to you now, but the money going to them. You can't pay your bills. You know, you're trying to impress one another, you know. Oh, she's a big contributor in our church, you know. And then you get home and probably hardly got a loaf of bread because you're trying to impress somebody. Using up your credit card, getting in debt. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. Don't come. It's entertainment in God's house, materialism in God's house. Oh, my God. And, you know, when they have these mega mess and mega fest and all this stuff, they bring all this revenue to the city. They bring all this money. Get you spending money for hotels and shopping and, oh my God, and losing your soul for stuff. What would you give in exchange for your soul? When you lost your focus, come on, get your focus back. Come on, get your eyesight back. This is what Nehemiah was doing. He had the eyes of God. He saw the cancer growing. Yeah. I'm compromising. That cancer is growing, y'all. It's all over the place in every city. Oh, yes, it is. Everywhere. Oh, my God. People just listening to these false prophets. Oh, they just speaking stuff in your life. I mean, my God. They're saying stuff, and you just speak, just eating it. The word of God's a judge prophecy. You can judge what's being said to you. People so scared. Fears of the devil. People so scared of what people saying to you, so you won't even judge it. You ain't even saved. They talking about God calling you to preach and lay hands and cast out devils. These are false prophets sent by Satan to deceive you, to turn you away from truth, to make you think yourself things, do what you want to do, that you are God. No, we're not God. If we're God, then we don't need God. If you're going to be God, then you don't need God. You don't need the church. You don't need, why are we in the church? If you're God, why are we in the church? We don't need church. We don't need God. us. So his word, read the word for yourself. Stop running here and running there. We're running all everywhere. Looking for Jesus everywhere. And he's right there. Right there with you right now. Wanting to save your soul right now. You don't have to wait and go into church to get saved. He will save you right where you are. People, I'm telling you. Oh, my God, people running here, running there, trying to find a church here, trying to find a church there. All that mess in the house of God. You see, Jesus, they keep him. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, woe unto the wickedness. I mean, when you read Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 6 and all through, you know, to 20, I was reading that, and God was saying, he see the wickedness. He see the wickedness. And Nehemiah saw the wickedness. When you're in Christ, you see through the eyes of Christ. You see the unrighteousness. You see all that stuff that's just not right. You see the violence in the land. You see the adultery. You see the witchcraft everywhere. You see these things. When you see them through the eyes of Christ, he shows you the right from the wrong. He shows you the good from the evil. He shows you the bad. Come on. People mocking Christ. I mean, Kirk Franks are making a mockery of Christ, the Lamb of God. Come on. Wake up. Mockery and scoffers. He told us that would be. There'll be mockers and scoffers in this last hour. Oh, my God. Oh, so much going on. You know, I can't stand the devil. I hate what I see. And we should hate what God hates and love what God loves. We love righteousness, y'all. Matthew 23. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Matthew 23. Verse 27 says, woe be unto the scribes and the Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outside, but are within full of dead men's bones and all unclean. That's what we're seeing today. He said, woe be unto them. Woe be unto these scribes and Pharisees with their canes and their hats and their robes and their rings. Can we find Jesus anywhere? Can we find the Lord anywhere? Can we find God? Can we find him anywhere, y'all? Verse 33 of that same chapter said, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Hell is real, y'all. Hell is real. It is real. Hell is as real as heaven. And everybody wants to go to heaven but live like the devil. You can't make it to heaven any kind of way. You don't believe right. You got to talk right. You got to walk right. You can't eat from the devil's table and God's table, too. You got to choose whom you're going to serve. And some of y'all eat from some dirty tables, some dirty hands. These preachers' hands are dirty. Who wants to eat at a dirty restaurant? You know? And some people, I don't know if I believe God, you know. Oh, my God, you don't believe God? You trust, you say, I can't trust nothing I don't see. Well, the wind blows, you feel that, and it's called wind, and you take it as that, because you call it wind. It's just like going to a restaurant. You don't have time, you only see the cook. You only see the cook. But you trust this food. You trust that they clean back there feeding you. And you tell me you can't trust God. But you trust in everything else. You trust that chair you're sitting in. If you didn't believe it won't hold you up, you wouldn't sit in it. Come on now, we need to think. The devil has deceived us. Oh, he's deceiving you. And over here in the 24th, the Matthew say, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. He left the church. He left the sanctuary. And his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. So look, you know, Jesus left the temple. He went out. Everybody trying to find somewhere to go. And people need to be ministered out here in the street. We have been in the church long enough. You need to witness to somebody that ain't coming in the church. But let me tell you what, this is what the disciples said when Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left on one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. I'm telling you, okay, you keep looking for your building. Especially the so-called saints, looking for a building. If you're having a saying, and you got the word in you, and you're reading the word, and now it's time to act. It's time to work. You've been taught, now it's time to work. The work is not in the building room. The work is on the street. And because, like I said, everybody ain't coming in the church now. You know what I'm saying? And I can't even blame them for not even going in the church now. I'll tell you, it's worse than the club and the street. They got more game in the church than they got on the street. People's souls. People are suicidal and going through things, and you run it in the building, they're doing some everything in the house of God. And look, and you say, oh my God. And you look at the people that's running the house of God. Abomination. Men trying to be women and women trying to be men and saying, you know, God doing a new thing now. You know, it's our time and things are changed now. Push y'all back in the back now. The saints is in the back. You know? Oh, my God. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Holiness is righteousness, and righteousness is a holy name. God's doing a new thing. Oh, no. It's the devil. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He come to deceive you, to turn truth into a lie. It's deception everywhere. It's betrayal everywhere. These ministers have betrayed Jesus Christ, just like Judas, with a kiss. And you think because they're kissing you, they're loving you. You thinking because they're kissing you, they for you. Everybody kissing you ain't for you. Some of y'all that's in the, you know, got husband and wife, and they ain't for you. You know? You got to watch everything and everybody. The word of God says your enemy will be of your soul, your house. Everybody got to go. There's a point of this, a man wants to die and then judgment. Come on. Jesus knocking. Running out of time. Come on. Get your focus back. Get your focus back. Oh, my God. These people ain't preaching the gospel in the house of God. Say out with the old, in with the new. God's doing a new thing. It's new world order. God's ordering something new now. These men of the earth is ordering something new and something different. But God said he's still the same yesterday, today, and for what? Evermore. His word don't change. His word don't change, y'all. God ain't got no new gospel. It ain't no different kind of gospel. There ain't no many ways to God now. That's a lie. Ain't no many ways to God. Jesus is the only way. It ain't no revolution, evolution, evolving, transformation, new thoughts, and all these new churches. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's deception, y'all. It's witchcraft everywhere. Witchcraft in the house of God. Witchcraft, rebellion against God's word, a rebellion against truth, is as a form of witchcraft. That's what the Bible says. Rebellion is a form of witchcraft. When you rebel against God's word, rebel against what he said is true, you now it's untruth, it's unrighteousness, it's bad versus good, you know? Come on now. And then they even a show I saw being advertised called Ungodly Hour. Oh, yes, they showed this Ungodly Hour, all right. And what I think what Chloe and Hallie or something, two young ladies, sisters or whatever they are, I don't know what they, but anyway, I just saw it, you know, popped up on the YouTube thing. I'm telling you. I mean, then Leandra, she was crying out for help. It's a shame. The young lady was crying out for help and telling the truth about the church. She was telling the truth about the church. People can't get no help. They signing on for the devil, signing on for the devil. Signing on. Everybody signing up. Just sign up. Everybody apostles and prophets and chief apostles. And please don't call them a missionary. Oh, no, I'm the great Jason. I'm the great, you know, apostle. She's not just a regular apostle. She's a chief apostle. Don't say that about her. Come on. Jesus being lifted up. Man is lifted up everywhere. Can't find Jesus being lifted up nowhere. People dying and crying in the street. People don't have nowhere to stay. Skid Row. All in California and everywhere. In D.C., New York, all in Virginia, everywhere, all over. But the rich trying to get richer, these preachers getting richer off these poor people. Instead of going out, you know, helping these people that need help, they taking the money and buying more houses, more cars, and, you know, just stuff. And people are losing their soul, losing their lives. People are suicidal, murders on the rampage, raping, you know, and stealing and, you know, stealing cars and, oh, my God, it's just so much to address, y'all. We here at the Ready Church just want to help you. I'm telling you, we just want to help you. These preachers not doing their job. You know, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. He want to go to Tarshish. These people, oh, my God, but he did obey God. These people need to return back. They're backslidden. They backslidden. Ezekiel said, look, I want a dirty hand. The word of God said, warn them for me. He warned them. Isaiah. You know, so many of them. Sought the Lord and his word. Jeremiah. Oh, my God, the weeping cry. Come on. Tell the people, return. Repent, repent, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Daniel warned Nebuchadnezzar. You see what he had to go through before he, but he looked, he came to himself. No matter what he did, you know, no matter what you've done or whatever, you can come to your senses. Just like Nehemiah. Yeah. Because he wanted people to worship him and worship the images, you know. Oh, my God. But he came to his senses. Come to your senses today. Don't be like Eli. Didn't want to correct his sons. They were doing everything in the house of God. And God told him to warn your sons of the doings, of their doings, of their doings. Look at Nahu and Abihu. Look at them. They brought strange fires in the house. Oh, my God. There's some strange stuff going on in the house. Strange stuff all over the place. Oh, my God, you get out here and go into these prisons, you know, and oh, my God, and talk to these young ladies and men. And the ones on the street corner, been on the street corner for years. Still need a word. And people in there just dancing, 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 dancing. Everybody in the church, everybody, They dance and hump and bump and crump and doing everything in God's house. It's amazing. God is not pleased. I know he's not. And the mess is going on in his house. He said judgment must begin in the house. I mean, something that the Church of God in Christ had with. I mean, you got the step dancers, the steppers, I mean, the sororities doing a, oh my God, in God's house. They serve Greek gods. Come on, y'all. We need to repent. Ezekiel 22 and 26, her priests had violated my laws. They have profaned my holy things. That's what's going on in the house. He said they have not put no difference between holy and the profane. These are how they show difference between the unclean and the clean, and haven't hid their eyes from my sins, from God's word, from his commandments of righteousness. He said, I'm profane among them. Oh, my God. God was profane. The image of God, look at it. The stuff is dirty. And God's house. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So much going on. So much going on. Strange stuff in God's house. Come out. Can't serve two masters. You can't be clean and unclean at the same time. Go wash and be clean. The word of God says, go wash and be clean. Yes. The word of God will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You go down. A dry devil, and get back up, walking in the newness of life. No, that ain't what they're doing. They're going down a dry devil and getting up a wet one. Oh, my God, help us, Jesus. Help us. Help us to live right. Help us to do right. Help us to get out here and witness. We're running out of time. There's witchcraft everywhere, all over the place. Just say, create in me a clean heart, Lord. Renew the right spirit within me. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. It's not my mother, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Standing in the need of deliverance. Standing in the need of truth, oh God. I just want to be an example. People are dying. People are crying. But what will you do to win the lost? I love the Lord. I tell you, I love the Lord with all my heart. I just want to help somebody so that my living won't be in vain. I'm telling you. I pray that I said something will touch your life today. Something that will help you to say, Lord, is it me? Where am I? I want to be in the kingdom of righteousness, kingdom of holiness, holiness. So you can say, holiness, holiness, what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Righteousness, righteousness, what he wants for me. That's what he wants for us today, y'all. He wants righteousness, he wants holiness. That's what he wants for us today. So I pray today that you would accept Christ into your heart, into your life, before time is too late. I pray that you won't say this. That lady just bores me. I'm not here to try to bore you. I pray that I won't, and I haven't bored you. But I pray that I said something. If it's just one or two things that will shake you and awaken you before time is too late to see what's going on around about us. Woe unto the unclean city. Woe unto the unclean city. Look around, y'all. In every city, there's something going on. In every city, unrighteousness. But he's knocking at the door of your heart today. Why won't you let him in? Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Why don't you let him in? Let him in. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Why don't you let him in? Let him in today. Why don't you let him in? He's knocking. He's not going to force his way in. He's not going to do like a thief that just forces his way in. But he wants you to just open up your heart and let him in on today. God bless you. We're here at the Reddit Church. We love you. We're praying for you. And we pray that we said something that will change your life. God bless you, Reddit Church.
Open, open. can lean and depend on. In a time of trouble, call on Jesus. All you gotta do, let him come on in. And the reason why I say that, because Jesus is waiting on you. Did you hear what I said? I said, sin a man and woman waiting on you. If you don't know Jesus, you need to come to the altar right now. Jesus is waiting.